1077 The Island, your station for real music variety and tickets. Sign up to win tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters coming next month to the Heartland Event Center. They're going to be dribbling all over Grand Island. And you could sign up to win tickets under contests, 1077theisland.com. Lori Lou joins me. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What do you think of this weather?
I don't know.
Are you handling the cold well?
Well, yeah, because I don't have a job anymore. So, and so it's nice because it's like if I don't have anything, then I don't have to go anywhere.
No.
Like I'm not inconveniencing somebody because...
Hey, if I have provisions in the house and I don't have to go to work, I'm not leaving.
Right.
Not when it's like that. I love the snow. You know that about me.
Yep.
I got to be honest. These are temperatures are scary.
Yeah. It's so last Wednesday we canceled the Wood River, and last night I was supposed to be in Ravana and we canceled it too. Just no sense. You love the snow, and so thank you. I just want to say thank you for my Meals on Wheels on Monday. That was great.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't leave Monday or Tuesday, I didn't leave my house. So that was a nice treat.
Can I give you the synopsis of your Tri-Cities forecast?
Yes.
Today and tonight. As if we haven't already lived through some dangerously cold weather, tonight is going to be the coldest that we've seen in a very long time. Let's back up. Today, mostly cloudy, gradual sunshine. Today's high, just 2. But tonight, 22 below zero for a real temperature.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, come on. That's scary.
It is. Now, guess what? So these really cold temperatures... Last night at 2:30 in the morning, it's like, what in the heck is all these flashing lights? Somebody got arrested directly in front of my house, and the cops had him out doing the sobriety test. Like, ooh.
Did he pass?
His car is still there in front of my house this morning, so I'm guessing that was a fail.
Wow.
Yeah.
So for him to be out. We're going to assume that he was closing bars.
Yeah. Well, it's 2:30.
In those temperatures.
I know.
Wow. That's...
like they say, if you don't need to be out, don't be out.
Well, he should thank God that he got picked up. You can die. You can die in these temperatures.
Yeah.
Now, you grew up here. What is the... we've seen these temperatures before. 22
yes.
below zero. What do you remember growing up here your entire life? What is the low...
I don't know because... Well, I remember, just a couple years ago was like the wind chill was like 40 below one day and we closed the bar and be safe. Stay home. Be safe.
I remember.
And people are still mad to this day about it, about the bar not being opened. Like,
No.
There's more important things like your safety.
Yeah. Like like breathing.
Yeah.
And the lack of frostbite and even since I've been here over 11 years now, I do recall a real temperature of, I think it was in the 30s below, just for a couple of days.
I don't remember that. But, you know, growing up as kids, I mean, you're outside.
Yeah, you don't really pay attention to stuff like that.
We're over at Tornado Hill. I got rid of my sleds yesterday. I told Josh, I'm like, oh, we could be sledding. But
I remember that you're playing so hard outside in the snow, but you're sweating. Yeah.
But
wow.
At our age,
that's a memory.
I would break a bone or something.
Clear tonight, low 22. That's a real temperature. That means wind chill will be about 33 below zero. Now, here's the good news. Tomorrow, 8 above zero for a real temperature. That's a little bit of an improvement. But then Friday, high temp 20. Saturday, high temp near 40. Mid-40s Sunday, mid-50s on Monday, and it gets even better.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more. Tuesday, up near 60.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah. So next week, I got a full schedule. I start my double V on Tuesday. I'll be in Wood River on Wednesday. I got Wine, Beer, and Spirits Thursday. And Friday, I will start out at Fauner Park. So... Look for me somewhere.
You know what? It makes me
Tuesday,
very
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
It makes me very happy realizing that everything you're talking about it means spring is coming.
I know.
Fauner Park, the horse racing season is on.
I know. We had turf club tickets for last weekend for Saturday. Boo. But I get it. I mean, they can't. They can't run. Honestly, I thought last Wednesday was our big snow day. I don't know. I just had it in my head like, well, we're done with snow for a while. And then here comes Monday. And
I think
Tuesday.
I think the point of this whole segment is take it slow, take it seriously, but know and have confidence in the fact that it is coming to an end.
Yeah.
So get through
this
it.
This guy out here with the snowblower out in the parking lot, he's going to like that.
An extreme cold warning is in effect until noon of tomorrow. Extreme cold warning. Might have some snow flurries today. Again, tonight looks to be the coldest temperatures this week with snow flurries lingering. Temperatures expected to warm up above freezing coming.
So tonight is when you want to trickle your water in your sinks?
Yeah. I mean, you know where you live and how you live. I've never had the problem, but there are a couple of tricks. Some people wrap their pipes, their indoor pipes, under the sink with a cloth. I don't know that that works. Many people will recommend just leave it dripping a little bit because flowing water doesn't tend to want it. I've never had the problem.
I heard a business here in town had to close because their pipes
burst.
Yeah, I don't want to be a part of that.
Yeah, think about what happens when water freezes. It expands.
Our water softener thing kind of acted up the other day, and I thought that was life and death. I'd hate it if my pipes burst.
Will you stick around? We'll talk.
Yeah, I have a question.
GI trivia?
Yep. Definitely.
Stick around. More with Lori Lou and GI Trivia. And hang in there. Warm weather's coming.
It's coming. Quit your jibber
jabber. Waking up with Franz Man. One man party in the morning on the island.
107.7 The Island. Hanging out. Good Wednesday morning. Lori Lou is here. You're pretty good at music trivia.
I know. We just had a nice little round, didn't we?
You impressed me.
Well,
sometimes you hear the beginning of a song, and of course I know the song. Yeah, what's it called?
I am a music person, though. And that's why when I do my music bingo, it's hard for me to get it out of my head. How do you not know that? How do you not know that that is Rainy Day Women by Bob Dylan? Yeah. How do you? I saw Bob Dylan. He was here. Did you know he played here at the Heartland Event Center?
I didn't realize it. No, I know. I know he's going to be in Nebraska on another date soon.
This was, long time ago. But
was he good?
You know what? I got free tickets. Do you know where I got free tickets from?
107.7.
107.7, if I am thinking.
What year was this?
Oh, it was 2000. It was 2000, I believe, or 2001, early 2001. Maybe, but yeah, he played, and yeah, I have a friend who's a big Bob Dylan fan, so that was pretty exciting. Yeah, not everybody can say they've seen Bob Dylan, and all you have to do is drive across town.
Do you think we'll eventually get more concerts at the Heartland Event Center?
Well, that's the rumblings, yeah.
There's clearly not enough coming through Grand Island.
But they got the new people in charge of it, whatever. So.
And when that casino rocks, which is really coming along. But I will say, going back to Bob Dylan, he will be at the Orpheum Theater in Omaha. Man, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
I'm struggling with the date here.
Well, that's good, because you just told me we have to keep this segment short.
April 1st.
Okay, let's move on. Casino has agreed to be my sponsor at Fawner. Coley Jessen is a sponsor, and so is Grand Island Casino. So thank you.
It's not recording.
Oh. Sorry, that's funny.
It's really not.
Yeah, we need to go. That was good content.
107.7 The Island, your station for real music variety and tickets. Good Wednesday morning. Lori Lou hanging out with me. How are you?
I'm good. Let's try this again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're very good at music trivia. We were playing during the commercial breaks and the songs.
Yeah, you were trying to stump me.
I was, and you're very good. And I'm a music guy, and some of these song titles... Yeah, you play the opening of a particular song, and it goes into the verse. Of course I know the song, and then... What's it called?
Right. And I remember the one night at trivia at Wine, Beer, and Spirits, I played Led Zeppelin over the hill and Far Away.
Far Away.
And I had heard this song on the radio, and I'm like, I totally know this song, but I don't know the name of it. And yeah. So I Googled it. I'm like, I've never even heard the name of that song.
You will not have the ability to Google during GI trivia.
I strongly suggest you don't. Just, we are on our phones enough
in
our lives.
What's the point? Then it's a game of who's the fastest Google searcher.
Yeah, yeah.
No, this is brain knowledge.
I agree.
And working as a team to unlock.
Yeah. And Music Bingo's not a team, but easily work together. You're sitting at a table with your friends and whoever, yell across the...
There's no rule against me looking at the guy next door to me.
No.
Yeah, okay.
No, no, no.
Well,
just to
give everybody an example of what we're talking about, Smells Like Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
Yes.
When you start that song, all of you have heard it. A lot of people, including myself, might be like, whoa, I can't remember the title. Because it's not like the chorus is saying Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Right. You know? I don't know, and that's one of those, and I just put it on a playlist of a playlist of songs that everybody knows, and so now you have me questioning.
Another one is just to give an example, does she ever say it?
A hint. Well, I just had to Google that one. You had it on, and I'm like...
I don't think she ever says... The title of that song.
Well, don't say it.
No, I'm not going to.
I think I'm going to use it.
But it's Suzanne Vega. But there's a bunch of that, and it's.
Well, I just said don't say it
again.
It's okay.
No, I didn't say the title of the song.
No, I know.
Okay.
But that'll be another bonus. If you listen to the radio, you'll have to figure out what song it is.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's not just a fun exercise. It's good for your brain. It jogs your brain, and
yeah,
it's
so definitely.
Where are you next? Does the weather, of course,
tomorrow, influences. Wine, Beer, and Spirits, and then Saturday I have a Christmas party,
private
party. Yep,
Christmas Saturday. Party.
What I think,
Procrastinators Inc.
Not everybody can have their parties.
Well, I understand that, but do you wait until February?
I guess
that could be fun to get away from all the hype of the Christmas holiday and
do it
later.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's at Wine, Beer, and Spirits. It'll be fun.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, you ready for my question?
You didn't acknowledge. You didn't even give me a courtesy laugh. Oh, they're having their Christmas party in February. It's a private party for Procrastinators, Inc.?
Oh, I honestly wasn't even listening to you again.
That was worth a courtesy laugh.
It was. I agree.
Yeah, right.
Kind of like our caller earlier. That was funny. Okay, are you ready? So here are the last few. Oh, and my Super Bowl commercial night last week was a hit. It was fun. It was really
I was
going to
ask
fun.
You.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun. Okay, so this one maybe you'll know. So it's a general question. If your company has an IT department to take care of its computers, what do the letters IT stand for?
Information technology.
Oh, was that easy?
For me.
Huh.
Because I'm smart.
Wow. Okay. Well, that one, all right.
Sorry.
It's not like the Neil Diamond question that I had you stumped on.
yeah, again.
Do people know, like you hear the word IT or letters,
well,
words?
I IT. I don't know. Some will have it and some will not.
Yeah, there's some of those.
How about you? Are you familiar with a TIFF file? You ever save something? We used to save them as TIFF files.
Yeah.
TI, what is the TI?
I don't have any idea.
The Tagged Information File Format.
Oh, pay attention, people. I will be using that one.
What does
soon.
JPEG stand for?
Oh, I don't know.
Me neither.
Oh, okay.
These are good
those
questions.
Are going to be two questions coming up.
Yeah.
One that was funny was. GPS. I had that a few weeks ago.
Global Positioning System.
Not everybody knows that. Some people were putting satellite. Yeah,
ooh,
I know.
JPEG is good. Can I tell you what?
No.
No?
You should use that as a Google question.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good.
Well, then you could see if your people study up.
Did you give a sample question yet?
The IT.
Oh, okay. And I blew it.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. No, no, that was the question. If you get it right, you get it right. You just don't usually get them right.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome. Anytime. Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow.
Grand Island. What time? 6:30?
6:30.
Food?
Oh, yes. Oh, shoot. It is. Wow. Okay. It's going to be Mia's. Mexican-American. Mexican-Italian-American.
American.
Because next week will be Grub and Spuds, because they were there last week. I had to go back in my...
I still recall on a previous huge broadcast with you that I blurted out an idea for a place that sells nothing but potatoes.
Yes, I know.
I cannot recall this. It was such a good idea.
It was, and I don't remember. I know.
Did it have... I don't think it had spuds in it. I don't call potatoes spuds.
Yeah, I don't know. Your potatoes you had in my meal the other day were delicious.
Nobody cares.
Okay.
All right.
The sun's shining. That's a great part of the day.
Yeah,
sun is shining, finally.
Warmer weather is on the way.
Love it.
Deadly cold weather is also immediately on the way. Stay tuned to your Tri-Cities forecast next. And Lori Lou, thanks for hanging.
Thanks for having me.
Catch DI Trivia tonight at...
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Wine, Beer, and Spirits in GI. I finally figured it out after 21 years.
What IT stand?
Friends, man, one man party in the morning.
Hey, hey, hey. Bop, bop, bop.
Waking up with Friends, man, one man party in the morning on the island.